8:55 Eastern Daylight Time. And Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
Unusual precautions are being taken in the Netherlands tonight. All canal locks in the vicinity of Amsterdam have been closed. The Dutch radio has been shut down by government order. Outgoing telephone and teletype communications have been shut off. And any large gatherings of civilians have been prohibited in the frontier districts by the military authorities. A day or two ago, it was rumored that this would be the critical day in this latest invasion crisis, and apparently the Dutch government is taking no chances. But there is as yet no confirmation of the reports of German troop movements that have been current for the last 2 days, and stories that the German army has taken over the railroads for the weekend have been denied in Berlin, though it's admitted that there has been some limitation on ticket sales. In England, Parliament has gone off for a 12-day recess, leaving Mr. Chamberlain to see if he can reconstruct his cabinet more satisfactorily. Endeavors seem to have been made to bring the Labourites and Liberals into a coalition government, but they are said to have refused to share the responsibility, at least under Mr. Chamberlain. A meeting of the Labour Party Executive Committee tomorrow may decide whether the party would join a coalition under some other leader, most probably Lord Halifax. The French Chamber of Deputies is also in recess till a week from today, and Paris reports say that the Reynaud ministry has been much less seriously shaken by the Norwegian failure than has the British cabinet, and will probably carry on without much difficulty. A good deal may depend, however, on whether the Allies are able to take Narvik and hold enough of the northern part of the country for the Norwegian king and government to retain a foothold. The Norwegian Foreign Minister Coote is in Paris, and today urgently appealed for the sending of more troops, though the Allies already seem to have a considerable preponderance of numbers on that front. The Germans claim that their plane sank a large transport off Narvik today and cooperated with land forces in an attack on Allied positions. But a United Press dispatch from just across the Swedish frontier says that two Allied columns are converging on German positions east of the town and that British planes and warships keep the garrison under fire every day. Hitler today ordered the release of all Norwegian prisoners of war except professional soldiers, which apparently means that militia and reservists are allowed to go free, for one of the reasons given was that the Norwegian civil population had not participated in the fighting. In general, Hitler said the Norwegians had fought openly and honorably, as he alleged the Poles had not. Mussolini didn't make his expected speech today in awarding medals for bravery in Ethiopia and Spain to the survivors of soldiers who were killed there. To the cheering crowds, he said nothing except, I quote, "You must accustom yourselves to my silence. Only events will break it," end quote. The Italian papers continue to be full of bellicose talk, but no action has yet followed it, and it begins to look as if Italian policy may be largely guided by uncertainty as to what Russia is going to do. This seems to be the opinion in the Balkans anyway, where dispatches from Budapest say it is now believed that neither Italy nor Germany will move, in that direction anyway, till it is known what Russia will do. This is a singular reversal of the situation a few weeks ago, when there was fear of Russian aggression in the Balkans, and what kept the region quiet and peaceful then was largely the influence of Italy. Now Italian policy seems to have created such uneasiness that the Balkans are actually feeling more cheerful because it is reported that Russian troops are massed on the frontier of Bessarabia. Probably the Romanians are not very happy about that, but the story, whether true or false, has caused a good deal of satisfaction in the other Balkan states, particularly in Yugoslavia. The Yugoslav trade delegation, which has agreed on the outline of a commercial treaty with Russia but has not finished the transaction yet, is still in Moscow, and Balkan capitals believe that it may be functioning in effect as a diplomatic delegation. However, this belief in the Balkans that the Russians are following a firm and aggressive policy there is repudiated in a dispatch tonight from Moscow, where the official news agency TASS said that Russia has repudiated the old Tsarist policy of pan-Slavism, and it is denied that the Soviet Union is encouraging Romania to help Yugoslavia if the latter state should be attacked by Italy. An order was announced today by the Russian government which stripped power from the political commissars who have hitherto had great authority in the army and navy. From now on, the generals and admirals are to be entirely responsible for their command. Political implications of foreign affairs do not seem to have affected this decision. It seems more probable that, as the Russian papers say, it reflects experience gained in fighting against Finns and Japanese.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.